how love endures. It's a year I could never have imagined happening, let alone getting through. A year since I lost the love of my life, the man I expected to be with forever, the man whose face I still long to see when I wake up in the morning. My husband, Rick, was the commander of the space shuttle Columbia. Last February 1st, he was supposed to come home to our two kids and me, but instead he went to his eternal home in heaven when the shuttle broke apart in midair over East Texas. I had admired Rick since high school. He was a year older, popular, and good-looking. For some couples, it's love at first sight. For Rick and me, it was love at first date. This guy was special. The evening proved it. There were none of the first date awkwardness, not even when he knocked over his water at dinner. I don't remember a thing about the movie we went to, except for how right it felt to have his arm around me. Neither of us wanted the night to end. We parked by the lake and talked. That's when Rick told me about his dream of being an astronaut. He had written to NASA for a list of the requirements: a master's degree in science, math, or engineering, a good number of hours as a pilot, which was why he was going to the Air Force after graduation. I was beyond impressed. We dated all through college and got married on February 27, 1982.